It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar. I'm super excited to introduce y'all to my guest today. She is Mama. Her name is Janine Delaney, and she has two beautiful teenage daughters, and she's super fit. And you might know her by doing, because she does one-handed pull-ups, and she's incredible with a jump rope. She's all about healthy mind, body, and soul. She's even a former ballet dancer, because I had my creeper mode on when I knew she was coming on the show. Oh, she's there. Hey, Janine Delaney, and she's on the line. Janine, say hi to everyone.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for having me on, Jennifer. I was very excited to join.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, this is so cool. I'm in Texas. You're in New York. We're going to get to talk to some people and tell them your story. We're going to get to share some stuff. Like, I'm going to ask you some random stuff. So here's the deal. Like I said, I was creeping on you big time. And you are a former ballet dancer, which makes total sense, because I try to do one of your little dance thingies with the, ladder drills?
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Mine was so ghetto compared to your beautiful, like, you were like, oh, and doing it perfect. And like in court, you were choreographed. And I was like, okay, now that makes sense. Because I was in my dirty garage going, I don't know. It was bad.
It's funny you say that, though, because I decided at the age of 40 that I was going to join a soccer team. Mm-hmm. And you probably don't know this, because I don't think I've really ever written about this. But the reason I decided to join the soccer team is that I grew up being a ballerina. So I was always very graceful and very reserved in all of my physical activities. And I just wanted to be able to kind of explore the more aggressive side of me. And it was fun. I played for one season, but I will tell you that I was not good. And I was told that I run like a ballerina, but the good thing was that I could run anyone off the field. So even though I didn't have a good foot skill set going on, I could run fast.
Okay, so for any of the listeners who don't know who Janine is, she is. I just want you to know that she just recently turned 49. So and most people wouldn't want to tell their age and stuff, but she's super proud because she's super fit. She's in great shape and healthy, and just got a good sense of your being, you know. And let me tell you, that soccer story cracks me up, because I started soccer. I want to say I was in my mid 30s. I'm 42 now. And I did this for the same exact reason.
Did you?
Not because I was a ballerina. Let me be clear on that, y'all. It was because I had never played before, and I had this, I call it geriatric soccer, because it's like over 30, you know, league.
Right.
And I'm terrible, but I can run. And so that's how I
funny.
Do.
Right.
Because I run up and down the field. So I totally can relate to you.
That's so funny. I'm glad I told you the story then.
So now we're both awesome soccer players who can run. Great. We got that in common. So listen, and then you also, like, so here's the thing. When I was creeping on you, I noticed that you went to be a psychologist. And so when you go into a field like that, you have to give up extracurriculars, because my daughter actually just went through this. She's 20.
Okay.
And she was a volleyball player in college. And in order, she had to give up playing volleyball, which was a very difficult decision, to go into nursing school. Mm-hmm. Cause you cannot do the both. You can't do both. And do it well, you know?
Right.
And she's going into like one of the toughest ones in the country. And so I was reading about that, we had just got through dealing with some struggles ourselves with that, because it really did a job on her head, because she had always been so structured and, you know, practice and then games. And then like, you're used to being so active, and then you go into the zero activity mode because you're constantly in labs and studying writing papers. And I mean, the kids constantly got her face in a book the size of my body, you know? And so it really meant a lot to me to read that and see, okay, we are recently going through that, and it's, and that was 20 years apart from each other. Think about it, you know, or maybe even 30 years apart from each other. And it's the same struggles. So activity does make such a difference in the way you feel.
Yeah, it does. And when I went to graduate school, unfortunately I had to give up dancing just to the extent I was, because I did it when I was younger. I mean, mm-hmm. I would dance about 6 days a week, you know. So I took about a year off really after I gave up dancing to go to grad school. And you know what? I did not feel good. I mean, it mm-hmm. was a huge change. My energy level dropped. And that was kind of the turning point in my life, even though I was very young, where I said, you know what? Just because I'm not dancing anymore, it doesn't mean that I can't be active. And mm-hmm. and that's when I started to I actually used to work back in the 80s at Lucille Roberts and Jacqueline.
I love it. That's awesome.
I don't tell this very often, but I will today because I like you so much. And
oh, sweet.
If you can imagine, you know, the days of Jane Fonda, that was me.
Yeah.
I mean, my hair was down to my booty and it had a big perm and I had a leopard skin thong on.
Same. I wore the thongs and I was in the step classes. I can so relate to this. Are you kidding me? I thought I was the coolest person in that step class.
Yeah. Oh, no. You. We looked good. We looked good back then. Not so much so now. Bad.
It's so bad. Oh, I wish I had pictures of that. Thank God that we didn't have cell phones back then. Could you imagine?
Thankfully. So the funny story is I've been with my husband is my high school sweetheart. We've been together for 33 years. And he used to come, he's a few years older than me, but he used to come to my classes and he would stay in the back of the room and he would take the classes. And at one point I had this fabulous group of elderly women. It was a Tuesday evening class. It was a bunch of these elderly women and he would be the only, you know, 22-year-old male in the back of the class. And I didn't want to say he was my boyfriend, so I used to tell everyone he was my brother. And when I resigned from that job to move on to something else and they all said goodbye, they said, hey, Janine, we want to let you in on a little secret we know about. We know he's not your brother.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love that. See, this is the part of podcasting that I love is when you get to know somebody and their story, you can relate so much more than just this person that is on, you know, Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or wherever platform that you guys listen to or watch Janine, that she's a person, you know, and this is real life stuff. And we all can relate to that, you know. That's a hilarious story. I love that. That's going to be a good one for people to remember. So, okay. Here's the thing too. I also realized that you competed in some, you know, fitness figure stuff and we have that in common. Cause I did that several years ago. I didn't do it when I was 40. Did it when I was in my 30s.
I did not know that about you. That's great to know.
Well, I only did two shows because I did so well with the first show.
Yeah.
That I had to do the second one. And it became, for me, my experience was it wasn't healthy. I got to this place and I conquered this thing. I had my two kids and I was like, okay, I did it. Cause I'm very driven. When I get my mindset on something, I do it, you know? And I was like, okay, I did it. But it was going to get to a place where it was obsessive. And so for me, I had to walk away from it. And I was like, I learned a lot about myself through that. But I don't push that it's a thing that everyone should do because I don't really feel like it's the healthiest thing. But you did them. And I think some people do them healthier than others. I was just too extreme.
I think what you're saying is very typical. And I think it's a common experience. And I'm in agreement with you. I only did three of them. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of for the same reason, you know, my goal, when I started the competitions, my goal was because I was a dancer, I was very thin. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm still thin, but if you look at pictures of my muscle definition 10 years ago, I did look different. I was, I was like abs. That's all I had. Everything else and a butt and everything else was just tiny. And so I wanted to go into the figure. Did you do figure?
Yeah. It was like the one where it wasn't the bodybuilding one. Yeah.
Right.
It was the figure.
Right. I didn't want to do bikini. Bikini was like a little too sexy for me. I wanted to do figure. I wanted to gain muscle. And it was an amazing learning experience because I read up a lot the first two. I didn't hire any professionals my first two contests. And I did well. And then by the third, I did find a coach who helped me understand what to eat to gain muscle because I didn't know. I really thought I knew, but I was avoiding carbs. I was avoiding fats. Two very important things that need, you know, your body needs to build muscle. And so once I started to get on the right diet, I went from 106 to 122 of muscle. And I did very well in my last show. So I just felt like, okay, you know, I did this, I've accomplished what I want. And like you said, you know, there's really no further stretch goal at this point. Now that said, I was just out in Vegas for the Olympia. And I will be 50 in less than a year. So that's a milestone year. So I'm not saying 100%, but I am contemplating, and we'll see what next year brings, perhaps going into a competition, but at the 50 level.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be yeah. So, but then again, you know, I could also be very likely busy with other things. But it was just a great experience. I'm glad that I did it.
Yes, I'll say that too. I'm glad that I did it, and it did teach me a lot about myself, and it taught me a lot about nutrition. Right. And I grew up in a home with a mom who was a nutritionist, and she owned her own health food store and stuff. So I knew a lot about like health and wellness. But I didn't see the difference in because I'd been an athlete my whole life. I didn't see the difference in changing a few things in my diet could change so much in my figure.
Wow.
So it did teach me a lot about that kind of stuff, you know. But yeah, I saw that, yeah, that in comments. Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool. And then let's see. Oh my gosh. Okay, so you have to – okay, who does your hair? And please do not tell me you do it yourself like that because it's perfect and braided. Like when you braid it in the two thingies, like what is it called, pigtails or whatever?
Right.
It's perfect. I'm like, I can't even put my hair in a ponytail pretty like that.
Okay, so no, I do not do my own hair, but my teenage daughters, they don't do my hair, but they're amazing at that. And the reason I wear my braids, and I'll tell you, is that when I started first to post videos, so, you cannot even imagine the learning process for me of this whole social, you know, before I started my account, it's only been about a year and a half that I've had my account, and I did not have Facebook. I was super private. I didn't want anybody knowing anything. And I just decided this was something that it was worth making myself vulnerable over because I felt like I had so much to share. And it's I'm glad I did because I get to meet amazing people like you and all the other people who we interact with on a daily basis, which is really why I do this. It's obviously turned into somewhat of a full-time business for me, but the reason I enjoy it so much is because of the reward that I get from my peers that are as much into this as I am. And but it was not pretty in the beginning. I mean, my first video, so my mom's going to be 80, right? And she comments on my posts every day. It's so cute. You know, when I first started, I would see her comments and she would write these like eloquent comments, you know, overstated. And now she's like, "You're hot, girl."
That's like, awesome.
My daughters go, "Grandma." But my very first video, I was using sliders on the floor in like a plank position. And it was a super effective exercise for the obliques. And my hair was down. And my mom said, "Janine, I loved your body in the video, but you looked like Cousin It. You couldn't even see your face." So I just decided, you know, I progressed to the ponytail, and now I have a very good friend of mine who is actually, she's my hairstylist, and we became super close. And so, you know, she's the one who does my hair. Her name is Faith.
Wow. She does a great job. Cause I mean, that makes me feel a lot better. I'm sitting there trying to do a braid and I'm like, this is not working. I need a, what was your friend's name?
Faith.
Faith. I need a Faith in my life. So if anybody's listening and they want to come do my hair for my videos, I'd be just kidding. I'm totally kidding. But no, that's so cool that you know, you have a friend that can do that for you. Because I was like, maybe it's her daughters. Like, these are the things I think of when I'm watching videos of my friends working out. I'm like, ooh, I wonder how this happened. Or I mean, I ask like random questions. But so, okay, here's the deal. I was on your stories today, and you put that you are in Strong Fit magazine. How cool is that?
So yes, thank you. This is just, it's been such an amazing roller coaster ride.
It's been a whirlwind.
It has been a whirlwind. If you had told me, you know, 2 years ago before I started all of this, that this would be happening, I would never have believed you. And I have, since June, I have been now in Strong Magazine representing the 40 age category. I have my daughter and I have been in hers magazine doing a fab, and she's now taller than me. We do a family workout. I have been featured in Shape. I love writing articles. So I've always enjoyed writing, and with my psychology background, I have a lot to say just about overall motivation. And I have plenty of tips, you know, to share of my own life experiences. So I have somebody now who is able to get me engagements. Sorry, I have to take a sip of water.
No, yeah, I totally get it. Gotta hydrate.
I'm going to tell you. No, I'm going to tell you why. Hold on. So one of the things I know we're going to talk about was being a busy working mom. And
yes.
I haven't had a chance to eat breakfast. So I'm sitting here as I'm talking, and I'm eating oatmeal with almond butter that's dry, and it just choked me.
I love almond butter.
But yeah, so I have someone now who is able to get me some engagements. I've written articles for the Insider, Reader's Digest. In two weeks, I have an engagement in the city, and I'm going to be doing a live interview on NBC News, which is
No way. That's yeah, so cool.
I'm really pumped about that. And then last week when I was in Vegas, I met Billy Blanks, who is the creator of Ty Bo and Eric the Trainer, and they are gonna have me out before the end of the year to teach them jump rope on their show Celebrity Sweats.
Oh, they have a show? How cool. Oh wait, no, I think I saw that somewhere. Yes.
Yeah, they have a show.
Yeah, that's so neat. Oh wow. Well, yeah, you're gonna be finishing up the year really totally different than last year.
Yes, for sure.
Like, definitely. So here's the deal. I did the same thing about a year and a half ago. I got outside my comfort zone and started posting. I'm nowhere near your celebrity status, and I'm just, you know, I'm barely keeping my head above water over here in Texas. But you know, I would have never thought I'd have a podcast or any of the connections or talking to you or dealing or having the friends in my life that I have without taking that leap of faith and saying, you know what, I'm going to take it outside of my four no more, you know, I'm going to go ahead and learn this Instagram thing. I'm going to learn how to, you know, video. I'm still learning. It's such a process. Right.
And it changes all the time.
Yes. It's so true. So here's my question. And maybe you can like give us some tips or help whoever's listening right now that is trying to also maybe even, you know, try and have a side business or something. When you are a mom and you are a mom of two teenage girls, you're super busy with their stuff. And then you also are a psychologist. So you have that you're doing. And then you're also a wife and, you know, you have friends, some, I hope. And, you know what I'm saying? Like you have life. So how do you manage all of this? Because I know how it gets sometimes with me. I have so many messages sometimes,
right?
That I feel like I can't keep up, and I get a little, like I'm like, okay, take a deep breath. You know, it's okay. How do you manage it all?
I really appreciate that question because it's right now a slight source of frustration because of everything that's going on. So. One of the things that most people are not aware of is that I actually still work full time. So I have a PhD in industrial psychology, and I do obviously know some about clinical psychology, but my my full-time position is more of a, I'm an HR slash IT geek. I work for a very large company, and I am lucky enough that I get to work remotely, but I do travel intermittently to client sites. So for example, on Tuesday, I was on a 12-hour business trip, and I was trying to get a lot of work done on the train. So it's been with all of my social media work and that, and yes, I'll be married 20 years in November, and I have teenagers, and we're looking at colleges, and it's just insane right now. So I have to almost kind of preach what I should say. I should practice what I preach. Mm-hmm. Because now is the time where I need to do that, and I need to listen to my own advice. And what I always like to tell people is a couple of things to keep in mind. One is obviously, you know, make sure you know what your priorities are and what's important to you. So that's something different to everybody. And
yeah.
And you need to know what they are, and don't fall victim to participating in activities that are not what you want for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't feel the need to always accept the invitation to always say yes to everything, right? You
yes.
need to, and a lot of people have difficulty with that, and I get it. It's not easy, but you need to think about what your goals are. And one of the reasons I work so hard right now is that my goal is to continue to grow my wellness brand. I eventually would like to segue, as much as my career in psychology has been good to me for 20 years. My ultimate goal in retirement is to do more and more of this, because that's where, mm-hmm. where my heart is right now.
It's your passion. Yeah.
It's my passion. Exactly. The second thing is, and I'm huge on this, is if you want to juggle multiple priorities, don't expect, and not everybody wants to, right? Some people are okay with being laid back, and that's fine. Everybody's different. But if you're somebody who wants to achieve certain things and has certain goals for yourself, you don't expect it to happen magically.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be disciplined. You need to create a plan, and you need to organize. And so one of the things I do religiously is I make sure that I have a calendar where, you know, even this sounds crazy, but even when it comes to working out, I wish I could just wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'll just work out when I feel like it. But I need to put that in my calendar,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it has to go in between everything else. And sometimes that changes. Sometimes I don't make it, or sometimes it gets moved to earlier or later in the day. But keep a plan and make sure that you just try to have all of your thoughts organized. That will definitely help you to juggle. And then the other thing is, you know, there's always this like misconception about she has everything and she does it all. And, you know, it's nobody's life is like that. There has to be some sacrifices. And it's so critical that you take time for yourself and for your family.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever feel guilty about that, because I say work hard, play hard. And when you have the time to kind of just step back and reconnect with your family or relax when you can, that will just further regenerate you, and it will give you the energy you need to go on with, you know, the other things that you need to take care of.
Yeah. Well, okay. So here's the thing. How do you manage when I know that with what I'm doing right now, and I'm on my phone quite a bit and mm-hmm. trying to message people. It's not like I'm scrolling. I don't scroll. I don't have time to scroll. But to a teenager, cause I've got a 20-year-old and a 16-year-old in the house. What is the advice like for, how do you communicate with your kids and say, like, cause I've talked about this with Essie Williams. She's Fit Boulevard on Instagram. You might know
sure.
her.
Yep.
Yeah. Her and I have a segment together called Swole Sisters, and, just love her. Amazing. And we've talked about this quite a bit where we have different ways that we, you know, we'll turn our phone upside down, or we'll say, let me finish this, this message, and then you'll have my full attention. How do you manage that when the girls want your attention and you're in the middle of something?
Oh, wow. That just happened last night.
Okay.
It's not easy. So my daughters are 16 and 14, and it just gets busier and busier. We're fortunate that we're very close. They've always been used to having a working mom, and they're very respectful of that. So I guess we just learn that from a young age, right? If mm-hmm. if I'm in my office, right, you know, if you see me on the phone or on my email, they know when not to bother me. But I also know at a specific point in the evening where like I need to shut down and I do that. So I think if you set clear parameters in your family, like, look, these are the times we know at a certain point we're going to all kind of tune off, shut down the phone, regroup, have dinner together, whatever we need to do, they are less likely to interfere. But that said, I always let them know, like, don't ever feel like if it's something important, you need to come and get me. It's so cute. So this is a really, really cute story. And my daughter would kill me if she knew. I shouldn't even say this. She might listen to your podcast.
No, I doubt it, but you're good.
I'm not going to say it, but I'll be vague, but I'll just be vague. So, okay. So I was away last week in Vegas and with my husband. He came out to the Olympia with me, and I was on my way to a dinner, and I was there for my social media. So it was somewhat of like a business dinner, and my 14-year-old texts me and she's like, "Mommy, something happened today." And that's not like a good thing. And, but I didn't want to be late to the dinner. So I text her. I said, "Are you okay? Is everything okay?" She goes, "Oh yeah, no, it's fine." I said, "Do you need me to call you?" She goes, "No, it's really nothing. It's just, I just want to tell you something. We can talk tomorrow." So like, I'm not going to not call my daughter. I called her, and it was just a cute little like adolescent thing that happened. I won't say. But it was the fact that like she knew I was away. She knew that I was busy, but yet she still was so excited and want to share something with me. Like, that made me feel like a million bucks. And I said to myself, you know what? I did a really good job as a mom. I don't know how, because I didn't learn any of this stuff. But somehow my kids understand, like, mommy needs to work at certain times, but when I need her, she's there. And that was a really, really cool feeling.
Oh, are you talking about stuff that happens to girls at that age?
No, it's something different.
Okay, because I have a story that will, like that's nothing, honey. Because I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I had my, you know, I would train on the side. I've been training for 20 years, and my kids always came first. Well, okay. I went away on a retreat because the school district wanted me to be like the representative of a parent for them. And it was like a school related retreat. It was like total volunteer. It wasn't even anything work related. And that certain thing happened that weekend that I was gone.
Yeah.
And she was Murphy's with her dad. Law, right? She was with her dad, and she was like, OMG, there's something wrong with me. She's freaking out, you know, and he's like, oh, no, you're good. You're good. So my mom and dad thankfully lived not too far away in the same town. And my husband called. My mom was just like, we have a situation, because they couldn't get a hold of me because I had my phone on silent. And I was just like, these are the things that happen to moms, you know. So I was thinking that maybe it was something related to that.
It wasn't that, but it's always Murphy Law, right? That something like that happens when we're not around.
I know. It's like, come on now. Okay. So let's see. I talked about the magazine thing. I wanted to get that out there. Okay. This is you have a plan. You have a program.
I'm going to
put it in the show notes so people can get the link. Your program is, it's linked with other fitness professionals, is what I'm seeing. Maybe you can explain it.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that. I love to talk about it because I've seen some amazing results, which is such a great feeling for me. So I have the name of the company I work with is called FitPlan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a global app. So they're one of the first and probably one of the most popular fitness app companies with influencers right now. And they have female and male athletes, and everybody is in phenomenal shape. Some of the girls they work with are very, very large. They make me look like small fries. Like, they have 12, 15 million followers. They brought me on board because everybody else is younger. And, you know, I'm a good 20 years older than all of their other athletes. And they wanted
a representative for the age groups. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So what was amazing about this is that I had an opportunity. They said to me, okay, Janine, we're gonna fly out to LA and we're gonna film your plan, and we want you to think about what that's gonna look like. And they gave me pretty much open rein. So what would you do and how would you train somebody who is, you know, their goal is that they want to get fit, and that's really what I represent. So it's not, we always say that it's really about how you feel and not about how you look. And
Absolutely. Right.
Everybody wants to look good. I mean, let's face that, but there's plenty of people that look good and they still don't have athleticism or endurance. And so when I designed the plan, I built it around really overall body conditioning that would ultimately lead you to have greater energy levels, be an overall better, you know, in fitness level overall, and then also help you to just kind of maintain a good balanced weight and muscle definition and look good. And so I designed the plan based on the type of workouts that I do. And I try to make it, you know, my audience is global. So I recognize the fact that not everybody can go to a gym. Not everyone has access or the money. And some people don't want to go to a gym. So it's basically a home-based plan with minimal equipment.
Oh, that's cool. So like bands and I don't know, like a little bit of free weights or something, or.
Exactly. There's like a yoga ball, a medicine ball, a pair of dumbbells, a body ball. Right. But there's also variations. So, you know, I remain really active just like I do on my pages. People ask me sometimes, do you manage? Because I get back to everyone on DM and people think it's not me. And I'm like, no. You know, this is why I do it. Like, you send me a DM and you're going to get a response. And
oh, absolutely. Same. I even send video responses. People are like, what? I'm like, yeah. Because sometimes it's easier. I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know? Yeah,
it's great. It's so good to do that. And so that's what I do with the people on my plan. You know, if they don't have the equipment, I can work through some other options. But it's 40 minutes a day and it's 5 days a week. So it's efficient. You're not, you know, there's no need to sit there and work out for an hour and a half when we can get the same job done in 40 minutes. And I design it every day. So you would be doing strength training, or I love to incorporate jump rope. If you don't have a jump rope or don't want a jump rope, we give some alternatives for that. And then I call it like dynamic fun cardio, because I just do not like to run.
Oh, so, same. Cardio is hardio. I like to throw weight around.
Yeah. I try to do like a lot of dynamic exercises, you know, different sort of, you know, combinations and so forth. And so, within the 12-week period now, I started that in April, I've received, you know, so much feedback and so many transformation pictures. And it's funny, when I was out on the West Coast, one of the girls who is a very active member, we have a Facebook page as well. When you join, you get a password to come into the private Facebook page. And
yeah,
and I post diet and nutrition, and we do support and motivation in there. She's very active, and she actually drove out. She's from California. So she drove out to Vegas, and she has three kids. She's 39. She was very heavy, and she started to lose weight, but wasn't happy with her tone and her muscle definition. So she started my plan. I will be posting her photo soon, but it's amazing. Like I couldn't even believe. I was like, wow, my plan did that. Like, she actually looked like a little mini me.
Oh,
it was really cool. It was great. So
I can't wait to see him. That's really neat. That's why we do this. I tell people that all the time. It's like, it's not even about like the workouts. It's about the reward, you know, seeing people just get to a different place in their life where they feel good. Yeah. It's so right. rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
That's awesome. So that plan is on there. I'm going to have that on the show notes, and you've got a lot of stuff coming up, with media and things. So if you're listening right now, don't worry. You don't have to like grab a pen or anything, because like I said, I'll put all of her information in the show notes, all the ways to contact you. You have a website that you gave me, and so I'll put that on there, right? Does that work?
Yeah, that's great. You can find all my, like, my plan is on there. If you want to, I even have a link to all my YouTube videos on the website. So if you want to learn like jump rope tutorials or how to do a trick, and now I have some diet and nutrition YouTube videos on, you know, like the top unhealthy health foods to avoid and things like that. You can find all of that on my website.
Which is super helpful. So helpful. And that's what this is all about. And so, and you know what, I appreciate you, you know, get the DM thing. That's how we talked. That's how we, how this whole thing came about. So y'all don't feel afraid to DM Janine and, you know, get to know her. She'll reply back. I always tell that to people. That's how you get a hold of me. That's the best way. So, let's see. I think that's it. Let's end on, just thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and talk to us and your followers. And is there anything that you want to mention that you got coming up? That, oh wait, you got something coming up in New York for anyone who is in the New York area, right?
Oh yes, I do. So on September 29th, I will be in New York City at the Neo Fitness Gym, which is right around the Bryant Park area. And actually, if you wanted to check out the event, I have it listed in my bio link on Instagram. So you can just go, it says, you know, come meet me in New York with a little arrow. And it will be an event for FitPlan. And it's, you know, pretty reasonably priced. It's an all day event. There's exercise classes. There's a meet and greet. And all of the athletes that I spoke about earlier that are part of the FitPlan will be there. Many of them will be teaching the classes. So that's going to be super exciting because whoever is living, you know, in that area, I'll have an opportunity to meet that can attend.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. That would be fun. I wish, yeah, I'm not coming. Texas well, is a little bit too far.
It's far. I know. I hope that it goes well and they do another one, like kind of in, you know, more towards the West Coast. But what I just wanted to end on also as well is that, and I never really had an opportunity to tell you this, but, you know, there are certain people that I feel like on social media, on Instagram specifically, that I have connected with, and you are one of them.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
Well, no, and the reason for that is the way that you your kind of your whole concept and approach to things is very similar to why I started down this road in the first place, which is exercise should be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a privilege. It's not an obligation, and I don't remember the first time I saw one of your posts, but what I do remember is I was like, oh my God, I love this lady. Like, she is so funny. You actually made, so the story I posted today, which was me doing a blooper.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You were one of the inspiration, not that I did the blooper because of you, but I said, I'm going to post this because Jennifer's silly and I like that she's silly and this is my personality. And like, I'm going to let people see that I'm silly. And
I love that. When I saw that, I was like, yes, because you know what? Sometimes I think when you're following people, you think that they're so perfect and we're so not perfect. Oh my gosh. Farthest thing from it. And I love the realness, you know, that's what relationships is all about. That's how you build relationships, being real with people, right?
Yeah.
So that's 100%. Such a compliment. Thank you so much. Oh wow. I'm so excited.
Well deserved. And thank you so much for inviting me. And I will be happy to share you know, so my followers listen as well. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. This is gonna be great. And you know, when next time you have something big coming up, you know, shoot me a DM and we'll have you back on. We'll talk about it. And or if anything comes up that you need to get off your chest before, because you're probably gonna have your own podcast soon enough, I'm sure. But until then, if you ever wanna come on and talk to me, I would love it. So
thank you.
That's what this podcast platform is for. And so I appreciate you doing that and coming on. And Your girls are beautiful. You're killing it. And so just keep moving and grooving and inspiring people because it's working and it's effectively working. And so I appreciate you. And I guess let's just say bye to everyone for now. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. Hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Absolutely. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.